In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. My name is Mohsen Hashemi Arani, and I'm very happy to be at your service through this audio file. Through this series of audio files, I intend to read the first level books in the field of marketing and marketing management in parallel with Persian files that I broadcast in my website, but in Latin language. I emphasize in the word reading. I just reading this kind of books. That means neither adding nor subtracting anything. I do not add anything from myself. The most important book in the field of marketing is written by Professor Cutler. I will start by reading the first chapter of this book. The name of this book is Marketing Management Millennium Edition, written by Philip Cutler. Okay, first chapter. Subject is marketing in the 21st century. We will address the following question: what are the tasks of marketing? What are the major concepts and tools of marketing? What orientations do companies exhibit in the marketplace? How are company and marketers responding to the new challenges? Change is occurring at the accelerating rate. Today is not like yesterday, and tomorrow will be different from today. Continuing today's strategy is risky, so is turning to new strategy. Therefore, tomorrow's successful company will have to heed three certainties. Global force will continue to affect everyone's business and personal life. Technology will continue to advance and amaze you. There will be a continuing push toward the regulation of the economic sector. These three developments, or globalization, technologies, advances, and deregulation, spell endless opportunities. But what is marketing, and what does it have to do with these issues? Marketing deals with identifying and meeting human and social needs. One of the shortest definition of marketing is meeting needs profitably. Meeting needs profitably. Whether the marketer is Procter and Gamble, which notices that people feel overweight and want tasty but less fatty food and invent Olestra, or CarMax, which notes that people want more certainty when they buy a used automobile and invent a new system for selling used car, or IKEA, which notices that people want go furniture and substantially lower price and creates knockdown furniture all in a straight drive to turn a private or social need into profitable business opportunity through marketing. Marketing task. A recent book, Radical Marketing, praises companies such as Harley Davidson for succeeding by breaking all of the rules of marketing. Instead of commissioning expensive marketing research, spending huge sum on advertising and operating large marketing development, these companies stretch their limit resources live close to their customers and create more satisfying solution to customer needs. They form buyers club, use creative public relations and focus on delivering quality products to win long-term customer loyalty. It seems that not all marketing must follow the P&J model. In fact, we can distinguish three stages through which marketing practice might pass. First, entrepreneurial marketing means most companies are started by individuals who visualize an opportunity and knock on every door to gain attention. Jim Koch, founder of Boston Beer Company, whose Samuel Adam beer has become a top-selling craft beer, started out in 1984 carrying bottle of Samuel Adams from bar to bar to persuade bartenders to carrying it. For 10 years he sold his beer through direct selling and grassroots public relation. Today his business pools in nearly $200 million, making it the leader in the US craft beer market. Formulated marketing is the second. Means as a small company achieve success, they inevitably move toward more formulated marketing. Boston Beers recently began a $15 million television advertising campaign. The company now employs more than 175 salespeople and has a marketing development that carries on market research, adapting some of the tools used in professionally run marketing companies. Number three, entrepreneurial marketing. Many large companies get stuck in formulated marketing, pouring over the latest rating, scanning research reports, trying to fine-tune dealer relations and advertising message. These companies lack the creativity and passion of the guerrilla marketers in the entrepreneurial stage. Their brand and product manager need to start living with their customers and visualizing new ways to add value to their customer life. The bottom line is that effective marketing can make many forms. Although it is easier to learn to formulate a site, which will occupy most of our attention in these books, we will also see creativity and passion can be used by today's and tomorrow's marketing managers. The scope of marketing. Marketing people are involved in marketing 10 types of entities, such as goods, services, experiences, events, persons, places, properties, organization, information, and ideas. First, goods. Physical goods continue the bulk of most country production and marketing effort. The United States products and markets billions of physical goods, from eggs to steel and to hair dryers. In developing national goods, practically food, commodities, clothing, and housing are the mainstay of the economy. Second, services. As the economy advances, the growing proportion of their activity are focused on the production of service. The U.S. economy today consists of a 70-30 services to goods mix. Services include airline, hotels, and maintenance and repair people, as well as professionals such as accountants, lawyers, engineers, and doctors. Many market offering consists of a variable mix of goods and services. Third, experiences. By orchestrating several services and goods, one can create a stage and market experience. Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom is an experience, so is the Hard Rock Cafe. 4. Events. Marketers promote time-based events such as the Olympics, trade shows, sports events, and artistic performance. Next, persons. Celebrity marketing has become a major business. Artists, musicians, CEOs, physicians, high-profile lawyers and financiers, and other professionals draw help from celebrity marketers. The next is place. Cities, states, regions, and national compete to attract tourists. Factories, company headquarters, and new residents. Place marketers include economic development specialists, real estate agents, commercial banks, local business associations, and advertising and public relations agencies. The next is properties. Properties are intangible rights of ownership of either real properties or real estate or financial properties, stock and bonds. Properties are bought and sold, and this occasions a marketing effort by real estate agents for real estate and invest company and banks for securities. The next is organization. Organization activity works to build a strong favorable image in the mind of their public. Philips, the Dutch electronics company, advertises with the tagline, "Let's make things better." The Body Shop and Bean and Jetties also gains attention by promoting social causes. Universities, museums, and performing arts organization boosts their public image to compete more successfully for audience and funds. And the next is informations. The productions, packagings, and distributions of information is one of society's major industry. Among the marketers of information are schools and university, publishers of encyclopedia, non-fiction book, and specialized magazines, marketers of CDs and internet websites. The last one is ideas. Every market offering has a basic ideas at its core. In essence, products and services are platform for delivering some ideas or benefits to satisfying a core need. Okay, in these few minutes, we have read the first three pages of the book for you. Join us in the next files. I hope you are not bothered by my voice too much. Goodbye. See you later in the next voice audio.